The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 104 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the membership director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you again. What are we covering in this week's episode?
Well, Kevin, you and I are on the phone every day with members and clients of Wealth Builders, and there's some common themes that we see coming up all the time. So today we're going to focus on the five reasons why people don't achieve financial independence and how you can overcome them. And I think these are things that hopefully will ring true for our listeners, and hopefully we can provide a few insights today as to why these reasons really shouldn't be holding anybody back.
Wow. I mean, if you picked out the top five, I could think of at least 10. So
yeah, there's a number.
No, good to get the top five, isn't it? It's like, you know,
well, look
on the ones that are the key ones, and it won't, you know, won't be too long for people to get the hang of the fact they're so interconnected anyway, Chris, aren't they?
They are. So why don't we dive in then? And let's start with reason number one, which is a lack of time. So we hear this one a lot. And in fact, you know, over the last 12 months, we've heard from some of our members, Ivor Bennett, who was our spotlight earlier this year, when he actually said that it was because of lockdown that he realized he had more time and that he wanted to leverage that. So, you know, he spotted the opportunity there, but we still hear so often, I don't have enough time. And I just wanted to dig in really, Kevin, you know, how much time do you actually need each month to build wealth?
Well, look, we've got a mantra. You know it well enough by now, Chris. Never let 30 days go by without doing something to build your wealth. And everybody's got something. Everybody's got some time. If somebody says to me they haven't got the time, they just don't have a strong enough reason why. Because if you think about the big picture, for most of our students, it takes, let's say, an average of 5 years to be completely financially independent, 5 years to be free of financial worries for life, 5 years, 2 hours a week. So anybody can be completely financially independent a day a month, 2 hours a week. They should be able to do that. Now, even if you don't have 2 hours a week, have you got an hour a week? Could you do 30 minutes a week? Could you do something while you're exercising in 30 minutes a week? I mean, everybody's got room for something if they choose it. And my argument is, if someone tells me they haven't got the time and we could have a chat for 5 minutes and I can show them where the time is, if they don't want to do it, then I leave them to be doomed as a drifter, working 40 years to get less than the result that it would take 5 years to build. It's nuts. It just defies the logic. However, it's not logic that's in play. There's a whole bunch of emotions and things that overlay with this. But let's deal with them one at a time. As long as you can find some time, there's a podcast, Chris, we did recently called, probably wasn't recently, but it was a little bit on the side. Do you remember that?
I do, indeed. Yeah, we'll link to that in today's show notes.
So on the side says, okay, you may not be ready to fully build your wealth. You might not be in a position where you want to create a grand plan. You don't want to do anything that sounds big and overbearing and overpowering you, but you could do a little something. What could a little something be on the side? Well, you know, we talked about in that episode, you just need to do something in any spare time at all, something that interests you. Something that you can do, and as a result, you can then use that money to generate additional little seeds that you can plant. Even if you made, look, you talked about lockdown and Ivor, very eloquently said by Ivor, but a lot of people have kind of realized they're not wearing the same clothes that they used to. You know, I can't remember the last time I wore a suit, and I was always in a suit. Well, maybe, you know, some of my suits will be sold to, not because I need the money, but because, well, if I'm not going to go back to work and do what I used to do before, and I doubt that I ever will be wearing suits as often, then why wouldn't I declutter my life, thank my suits for serving me so well over previous years, and then sell them, take some of that money and invest it in a tracker fund, or pay off a debt, or put it in my some other form of elimination, which is what the E is. So S is spare time, I interest, D is do something, and E, if nothing else, eliminate. So eliminate a debt, eliminate a cost, eliminate something from your life that's getting in the way of you creating your wealth. So the other thing I hear is people say, well, I'd like to be wealthy, but, you know, I don't think, yes, that's an interest in wealth. It's not a commitment. And certainly as wealth is concerned, you know, you've got to be committed to be wealthy. And if you're not committed to be wealthy, it doesn't really matter what the other excuses are, Chris, or the other reasons are. They are simply excuses. And we've got really no time for that other than to help people maybe to address one. And then they go, oh, hang on a minute, that was possible. Now, what else is possible? So time, 2 hours every week to be completely financially independent, take you 5 years. So if you're 30, you'll be financially independent when you're 35. If you're 40, 45. Why start when you're 40 and still be working in Sainsbury's stacking shelves or scanning tills in your 70s, which is sadly what most people will do? Well, I don't mean that literally, but they will still be working. And as the sage of Omaha often says, Mr. Buffett, unless you get money working for you, you'll work till you die. And I don't think that's really needed. I think anybody can find the time if they were genuinely and seriously committed to it. Have I done that one to death, Chris?
I think so. I just want to add to it that it's also, you know, what you're doing in that time. So you could be spending 2 hours, but you could just be, you know, kind of drifting through that 2 hours. So it's focusing on the right activities during that time. And I love when there's, you know, often kind of quoted online about the power of the sun, right? It's got billions of kilowatts of energy every hour. It's like 12 million degrees of heat. But, you know, it barely touches us. Whereas with a laser, you can drill a hole in a diamond because that's the power of focus. And a laser gives off less energy, yet produces very efficient results. So it's about managing your time effectively as well.
Fair enough. I mean, couldn't say that better. And focus, of course, is one of the key tenets within the whole Wealth Builder plan anyway. And I've seen lots of analogies for that, you know, focus on one course until successful. And we often will say, focus your way to security, then diversify your way to wealth. So you don't need to be inundated, overwhelmed with anything. You can just do one thing. And what's often missing, Chris, is people think they don't have enough knowledge or a plan to be able to choose what that one thing is.
Ooh, that's number two. So let's just box off number one, which is lack of time. So how do you overcome a lack of time? Well, you could box your time. So making sure you put those 2 hours into your calendar every week, and then you can evaluate where your time's being spent. So there's 168 hours in every week. We're asking you to find two. That shouldn't be too difficult, hopefully. And then to leverage your time. So listening to podcasts, audiobooks when you're exercising, commuting, or cooking. Anything else to add to that, Kevin?
No, I think I love time leverage. I think it's the most powerful thing, and certainly technology has brought that about. One, of course, important danger of this is, you know, get knowledge and inspiration, fine, but don't be entertained by it. You know, don't see it as sitting in front of the telly or just listening to podcasts. You know, find something that inspires you to take action, and then find one strategy. Could be simple, like just I'm going to eliminate my credit cards if it's at the debt side, or I'm just going to invest 50 quid a month more in tracker funds, or I'm just going to put some money into an emergency fund, or I'm just going to spend some time looking at some property opportunities, or I'm going to go to a networking meeting with a view to, you know, this or that, which could be online or offline as we come out of the current situation. So there's so many things you could do, but it's best to, if you can, connect the time with an outcome that you're seeking. So it's not just drifted time, it's focused time.
Okay. So number two reason is lack of knowledge. So we often hear people saying, well, I just don't know where to start. And there is no shortage of knowledge, just to make that clear. So you can pretty much go to YouTube and learn how to do anything. So the challenge is not the lack of knowledge, it's the lack of direction.
Yeah, there's too much knowledge out there, of course. It's easy to Google anything these days, isn't it? And YouTube anything. And, you know, that's, you can be inundated again and overwhelmed with the volume of information. And I often refer to it as like getting a cup of water out of Niagara Falls. There's just so much out there, you'd never quench your thirst because, you know, it just simply would be pouring all over you. So the real simplicity of this is try and find something that interests you. Go back to the side idea that I mentioned before. Find one thing that interests you and then get enough knowledge on that one thing. But ideally, get to know somebody who can help you with, you know, some kind of guidance, because then if you've got knowledge with a plan, then it can overcome anything that you want to do, because you put your 2 hours with some directed knowledge, go find this out, go find that out, go do this. You're getting closer to your outcome on one thing and not try and get knowledge on 150 things all in one go.
Absolutely. And that's feedback that we get often from our members is obviously we've got our 9-step recurring revenue roadmap, and it's the structure that people really like because they can see how they're making progress and they can see that that all interconnects and builds upon rather than just being unorganized knowledge, which is, you know, kind of what you can pick up from free stuff online. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as we said, it can easily become overwhelming and you then really turn into analysis paralysis. So the key is just to start, as you say, pick something you're interested in. And I guess looking at wealth dynamics as well, right? So lack of knowledge, but getting to know yourself, and you can then eliminate certain things, which you can see clearly are probably not going to fit your wealth dynamic.
Well, you know, not everybody will do their wealth dynamic because they may not even have heard of it. But just even if you want to Google that, do that just to get a sense of what it is. But don't get too caught up in it, because wealth dynamics is really your arrowhead, your compass point. It helps you to eliminate things which probably shouldn't be in your life and focus on things that should. And, you know, so that can help you once you know a little bit more about that. The other thing that can help you is to understand that there are only 7 assets. So once you know there are only 7 assets, you could just start to work out which asset you think is most likely to suit your personality. It's most likely to suit what you're kind of curious about and would be interested in. What's likely to suit the amount of time you're willing to give right now, and what's likely to suit the amount of resources that you may have. And we cover all this in our leverage points, but rather than getting into the details of all of those things, Chris, it's kind of easy to see that, you know, there isn't a shortage of knowledge. There's just a lack of focus, which, you know, reflects back on the time issue. So learn what the 7 are and try and work out which ones are right for you. So if you've got loads of time, loads of money, you can do anything. But if you're very limited on time and very limited on money, then, you know, that will narrow down what you can do and narrow down what you should be expending your knowledge search on. And we can help you with that because, you know, we can narrow it down by the use of the right wealth dynamic plus knowledge of your leverage. And you can read out some of these things just by joining the Facebook group and pick up some of this information, you know, for free without having to engage in spending any money to acquire this knowledge. So much knowledge available for free. But tune into a trusted place, and we're more than happy that the information we provide is free of charge, you know. So we will step into action when you need to more direct help. But for now, if it helps you just get your focus, you know, tune in to the information that we've got both in our books and our free Facebook group, Chris, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And also, if you're not already a member of our, you know, free membership, then we've curated some of our key elements of the wealth building process into our free members area. So we've got the 7 Pillars of Wealth book. We've got some videos. You can catch up on previous podcasts there as well. So head to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership and join us there. So that's lack of knowledge, Kevin. So number 3 is lack of funds. So I guess if you don't have the money, the question is who else does? And then how can you add some value and potentially look to work together? And again, we bring that word leverage into play.
Well, the thing about resources, so I don't think it's money. There's not a lack of money. Of course, the world is awash with money. The key is not where's the money. The key is how do you add value? And this links back to wealth dynamics again. Once you know how you add value, and everybody adds value, because if you've got a job, you're adding value. You're just trading that value for an hourly rate. When you're building wealth, you're trying to trade that value for an ongoing recurring income stream, which is much more valuable. So imagine doing the work and then creating an ongoing lifetime stream of value. That's the essence of owning assets. And if you could do a little bit of that, then you've got the opportunity to start, even very small, just getting your first £100 a month coming into your life from the ownership of assets. So you can start small. You don't need money. First of all, I'd say look at what you're already great at. Look at where people are commending you for what you do. People tell you do a great job. Look at where you really add value. And then when you add value and you understand that, wealth flows to value. It's not wealth flows to money. Money's just an idea. Money's just an exchange. What it's an exchange for is value. So if you can create value for anybody, you can create money. The next thing to look at is in a process we have, Chris, we could send a link either to a podcast or some resources we've got on debits as well. There's a whole raft of ways that you can create money from within the capacity of your existing life. You could save some money on something. Maybe you could reduce the cost of something and that frees up a few £100. On average, when our students do that, they save nearly £1,000. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. £700 to £800, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, not quite £1,000, but certainly if you can do one piece of work once, everybody's paid on an hourly rate, okay? So in simple mathematics, if you got a day job, then your hourly rate is half your salary. So if you're on 50 grand, you're on 25 quid an hour. If you're on 100 grand, you're on 50 quid an hour. If you're on 250 grand, you're on £125 an hour. So you've got a sense of where your value is being created. Now, if you could spend 2 hours and make £1,000 back, well, that's pretty high hourly rate. That's 500 quid an hour, which if that was the equivalent, that would be £1 million worth of salary. But it isn't just that you save that money. It's then you get a chance to plant a seed. So you take £1,000, and I'm using this figuratively, you could use that money to then do something else that starts to create assets in your life or eliminates liabilities, both of which are very good things to be thinking about doing. So there's no shortage of opportunity to do that. But the other thing that's often overlooked and undervalued is the money that already exists in the capacity of our life. So we do this definitely in our leverage side of things, the leverage of what's in your home. Is there a way to create value there? Create value of things around you. We talked about selling stuff earlier on. People will overlook the value of their pensions all the time, Chris, and it's probably the most popular way, or certainly one of the most, where people will either massively reduce their cost of running their pension or massively increase the return on that pension by taking control of that and being more responsible and turning that more into a place where they can add and create value through the SAS pension we speak about a lot and we hear about a lot for our students who use that. And there are other types of pension equivalent to that in different countries, as we know. But we're all standing on a mountain of value but overlooking it. So I'd say, do your debits. Look at the episode on debits. Look at the very basic principles of the first three pillars of wealth, your home, your pension, and your investments, and see if you can't find value that's already there and put that value to work more elegantly in the stronger wealth building pillars, which are, the business, the property, the joint ventures and intellectual property, although I gave them in a different order than I normally do. But nonetheless, you get the idea. So, so many different ways that you can find money, use money, enhance the value of money. It's definitely not an excuse, Chris.
Well, yeah, just and we'll add as well, sometimes people who don't have that many resources, it actually makes them work harder, you know, and they appreciate it more. And we've seen plenty of people who've got, you know, good financial resources and they still don't turn the wheel because of fear or different reasons. So, you know, sometimes lack of funds, can be the impetus, can be that catalyst.
Yeah, and there are funds, of course, within other people. If you've got a great way to add value, you can collaborate and find people who have no time, but you have time, but they've got money, you don't have money. You know, this process of collaboration always sounds difficult at first, but when you're in a community, and that's one of the essences, I think, of where often these reasons of time, what have we done? Time, knowledge, and money. That's because you're looking just entirely in yourself. You're not seeing a community of support that's outside of you, that you don't have to build wealth on your own. I know I did on my, I'd had to do it on my own, Chris, because there were no guides, there were no lessons, there were no mentors. There was no guidance at all. There wasn't a holistic step-by-step plan like, you know, we've created now for people to follow. So as a result, you know, it was trial and error. You don't need to go trial and error anymore. We can give you intellectual relationship shortcuts that allow you to, you know, get to where you want to get to in 5 years or less, you know. So it's doable because the communities exist. So try and tap into those wherever you can. And I'm sure you'll touch on different ways people can do that, even if it's other people around you who are sharing common interests, you know. So, you know, talk about the difference between trading time for money and having money work for you, the difference between owning, you know, the right to a job temporarily or owning the right to assets permanently. You know, try and work out the difference for yourself and then connect and talk to others wherever you would connect and find other people to talk to that will keep you going. And same arguments, isn't it, with things like health, Chris? You know, people will often do more not to let someone down in a, you know, like a gym buddy or a running buddy or a, you know, some kind of a buddy. So find a buddy, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your brother, whether it's your sister, whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody in our wealth builder community. Find a community and use that as well to help you. I know I'm going all over the place, Chris.
Well, no, you
pull all the threads of all of this together in all of the five you're going to raise today. You can tie them all together anyway.
Yeah, well, you are leading us nicely into point number four, which is that lack of support. And we see this, you know, every week. So it's common. So, you know, if you're listening now, you're feeling like you're kind of on the wealth building journey on your own and you don't really have someone to talk to and your partner doesn't get it and not interested, it's common. So, you know, this is not a reason to hold you back to not take some action. And, you know, results often take time at the beginning and it can be hard to stay motivated or, you know, even believe that it's possible. But that's where that community, other people who will give you that little boost and say, you know, come on, I was in your shoes, but I kept going and you start to see the results. So, yeah, support, really important, but there is no lack of support. And of course, the Wealth Builders community is here to provide you with that support. And we've mentioned our free Facebook group is the best place to jump in and begin that process.
I mean, even the support can even be something as simple as we issue people a wealth wall chart, Chris, don't we? I love the wealth wall chart. I know we'll be amending things from time to time as people give us suggestions to improve it. But one of the things I love about it is the wealth thermometer. You can picture in your mind's eye, you know, when you were a kid, maybe you could see fundraising and you've got the big bowl at the bottom and then the thermometer with the scale rising towards the top. And that was always, you know, we're trying to raise this much money for charity or whatever. But think about that as a visual for you, even if you don't have the wealth chart. But the wealth chart just allows you to start to record every single time you're adding something to the monthly recurring income that's flowing from assets. And the first job is just to get the first £100. You get £100. When you've got £100, you're on your way. Then it's £200. Then it's £500. And you're growing incrementally. But the increments are not linear. Because as soon as you are in a place of support, you get accelerated because you see not just the problem of how to do something, but you see who is doing it. And we have a language we've adopted, which is the who, not how language, which is credited to a great coach called Dan Sullivan. It's his language, not mine. But I don't mind stealing it for a moment, because whenever there's a problem with how to do something, the solution is always there's a who knows how. And that's what we try and do, is bring the who's to our community. And we've got a list of something like 50 or so, I think at last count, different categories of experts and guides, not 50 to 100 experts, but, you know, 50 categories where we might have two or three people in each of those. So 150 to 200 people who are experts that, you know, we build time to build a relationship. They share our values, they share our ethos, and they buy into that. And therefore, we can accelerate and help people, you know, get to where they want to get to quicker because somebody has already done it before you. So you don't have to think about this as doing on your own. And the support can be as free as finding a buddy, or, you know, it can be paid for support. Nothing wrong with that. Lots of famous sports people and CEOs have coaches or guides or mentors, whatever language resonates with you. And if your coach, guide, or mentor is bringing to you more speed, higher returns, more value than the cost of that, then it's worth considering having something like that in your life. And as I said before, there wasn't one for me, but I'm delighted to act as a mentor for others. And I'm delighted if people don't need a mentor, if they can find somebody that just gets them going to the first 100, 200, 500, 1,000, and then it accelerates from there.
Yeah. And you mentioned there are two types of support, you know, free support, paid support. If you're paying for support, of course, you know, take time. If you're working with someone one-to-one, make sure there's a resonance there between you. Make sure that you're a good fit, and do your due diligence. Ask for reviews, ask for testimonials. Because I've seen people rush into this in the past, Kevin, and, you know, perhaps it hasn't worked out as they had hoped. And it's, again, more wasted time and money.
It can be wasted time and money. I do accept the point. But, you know, when people get to a place where they've tried something, you know, and then I'm sure this is leading to another point you're going to make, Chris, but I don't mind getting there slightly ahead of you here, they'll give up. And it's like, okay, did you ever fall down when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you just sit on your ass then and just stay still and say, well, this walking business is too hard? You know, no, you didn't. You got up and walked. You did the same with your bike. You did the same with your car. You did the same with relationships. I'm sure you've been through relationships and had the pain and the pleasure of that. It's the same with wealth. You need to find relationships that will add value to you. And there's plenty of places where you can go and look. And if you find a good place, then that should help you and speed you and make the journey more enjoyable, because this isn't just about money. Money, as I said earlier on, is just an idea. The whole idea to me is the wealth building journey itself has an end in mind. Being completely financially independent gives a rise to incredible sets of freedoms. You know, so many different freedoms that we could go into, and we've done before, Chris, particularly freedom of time and location and relationship, and location being an important one given COVID and so on. But, you know, those freedoms, definitely they're given rise to. But the real value in this to me is enjoying the journey as you go. Because if you enjoy it, then you get to a great place. Then you build wisdom. And then you can pass the wisdom on to the next generation, which all comes back to me, to the reason why. And that's often, if there's a gap in someone's willingness to do what it takes to become wealthy, it often starts, Chris, with a lack of a good enough reason why. And therefore, if the reason why isn't strong enough, you know, anything will derail them when it comes to a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I hope you're enjoying listening to our five reasons why people don't achieve financial independence. And we've got one more to come. But before we do that, why don't we head to Trustpilot and pull out one of our latest reviews. And I'm looking at one from Tim, who says, taking control of my pension and personal wealth. I can't thank Paul Brooks enough for his time and patience whilst I was learning about the world of possibilities that would be opened up by becoming a SaaS trustee. Paul was always available to answer questions and put me straight on any misconceptions that I had. He went above and beyond to ensure that I was armed with all of the facts before venturing down the road to become a SaaS trustee. If you want to take charge of your own wealth and create a lasting legacy for future generations of your family, then I highly recommend you speak to Paul at Wealth Builders.
Oh, there you go. So we'll have to get Paul on and talk about stuff. When was the last time we had Paul Brooks on?
Far too long ago. We definitely do need to get Paul back, our SaaS director.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an evidence of support where the subject matter was, you know, more complicated. So definitely not Googleable. You need some, you know, expertise in there. But you can hear in that particular case, you know, that Tim individually, you know, valued that guidance and expertise. And the thing about a good coach and a good guide is they guide you to equip you with the skills to be self-sufficient, you know. So it's not about being a guide forever. It's being a guide for as long as it takes for you to be able to do things on your own. And that's the essence of good guidance that's holistic and it's impartial. It's not trying to stick a siphon in your life to be there forever. It's there just to give you the right skill to get you ready and then move on and let you get on with it.
Okay, then. So reason number five why people don't achieve financial independence is giving up too soon. So you alluded to it just now, Kevin, but we've said the average is 5 years if you're really committed. So, you know, if you're putting your 2 hours every week in and everyone's individual as well, right? So, you know, we shouldn't be comparing ourselves against others. And for some people, it will, you know, they don't require as much to become financially independent. So it might take them less time. So the key is play the long game.
Mm. Well, you know, as I said, it's a 5-year process typically. And if it's 7 years for you, that's, you know, 7 12s, 84 months, 84 decisions. Well, would you make 84 individual decisions to become completely financially independent? As long as you're measuring little milestones along the way, that should keep you going rather than, you know, try and imagine you need to become wealthy in 84 weeks, you know, try and see it as a longer term process because it does take that time, not just for you, but for you to change. You know, true wealth building is a journey of transformation. It's not just a journey of financial transformation. You change as a person. You need to allow that to happen. And that comes from the education, the support, the connections, the whole process really of immersing yourself in it little by little, and you get deeper and deeper because as soon as you get to security, which normally appears probably in the sort of 2 to 3 year range, the fact that you've created security means you don't need to spend as much time as you were doing trading time for money. So that gives you more time, which then gives you more leverage. And then because you're already smarter, you've got more people in your life, you've made more connections in your life, you've made greater distinctions in your life. And definitely, you know, I think the real power in wealth building is the more you do, the more capable you become of making wealth distinctions that at the beginning you just don't see because, you know, you just don't have enough knowledge, you don't have enough wisdom accumulated yet. And you need that time for that to happen. It's just like anything, you just have to let it evolve. So, you know, not giving up and not stopping is the key. Just keep moving forward. And I think that all ties in, Chris, doesn't it, to having time, having knowledge, having some resources, you know, giving some trust in somebody to get some kind of support. And if you do all of those things, you won't be giving up because you're enjoying it too much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember listening to Keith Cunningham speak once at an event, and Keith is said to be the real rich dad. And he was talking, an analogy he used is kind of queuing up in the supermarket. So you're getting closer and closer to the front of the queue, about to pay, and then you think, oh no, I've forgotten something. And it's almost like that shiny penny. You go off to grab something else, but then you come back, you're at the back of the queue again. And we see so many people kind of keep chasing a different shiny penny, and it just kind of puts them back. So it all comes down to focusing again. And that's why I love our member spotlights, which we do every month, Kevin, because we hear the journey of our members. And most recently, episode 101 was Louise Wrighton. And if you remember, she talked about, you know, joining us as a founder member back in May 2019. So pretty much 2 years now. And I mean, Louise has been, you know, outstanding with her focus. But, you know, she still is not quite at that security level, but that's through no shortage of, you know, doing the right things. But, you know, she hasn't given up. She keeps going and she's really, really close to hitting that level now.
Yeah, well, everybody's got a story to tell. So definitely tune in to those. And, you know, Louise, by her own admission, you know, went off on different tracks, and she will often refer to it, as many do who speak to me about it. And I'll try and keep them on a simple path rather than going on too many different paths that, you know, easy to get sidetracked because people will pull you and push you because they see you're interested in wealth and they want a share of your pocket. And that's, I understand that. But it's important not to be derailed. And I think she admits herself that, you know, the focus came a little bit later, and certainly one of her biggest assets, she took quite a long time to make up her mind. And that's not the issue. So we're not in a race. If it takes you 7 years, 8 years, or even 10 years, it doesn't matter. And also the different levels that people want to achieve is fundamentally different for everybody. It doesn't matter, you know, what level you need to be financially independent or secure. That's your level. So it's difficult. I suppose there is that slight downside to the community, Chris, is when you're seeing what other people are doing, you can easily be think, well, I'm not in that race, you know. So it's something we have to very cautiously address in our program, is to let people know with that regular cadence of monthly coaching calls that, you know, it's not a race against somebody else. It's just how long does it take you to get to where you want to go to. So just enjoy the journey. A bit like, you know, going on a wonderful trip around Rome. It's not how fast you get to all of them. It's you take it all in and you enjoy the guidance that you get from, you know. That's why whenever I go somewhere I've never been to before, I always hire a guide, because they give you insights and experiences in a way you can't get just by, you know, running around a very famous city or place on your own. So I think that's something I'd encourage everybody to do, is find a guide. Wherever you find the guide from, get somebody who can help you, keep you on track, and ensure that you don't give up just before you get to the front of the queue.
So if anything that we've discussed today is something that you think, oh, that, yeah, that's me, why not drop us a line? Why not drop an email to hello@wealthbuilders.co.uk and book a call with one of our team, have a chat. You know, we're here to help you to find out what it is that's missing, what you think we may be able to support you with. So yeah, drop us an email, hello@wealthbuilders.co.uk, and we'll get straight back to you and we can arrange a call.
Yeah, and we can get anybody unstuck, okay? So, you know, one of the things that I'm proud to have, and I'm willing to get involved with anybody here, Chris, and you've seen it in action, haven't you? I have a CAT scan brain that's built these distinctions over the last number of years, so long now I can't remember, that I can diagnose where people are being stuck and the financial health of anybody within 10 or 15 minutes. So if you feel that you are stuck and you need help, give us a call. We'll help you get unstuck and move you on to the next part of your journey.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed our 5 reasons why people don't achieve financial independence. And hopefully we've helped you to overcome some of those. So, well, we'll be back, I guess, same time, same place next week, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And until then, my friend, I will see you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.